regarding the laws of Shavuot. So there is a halakha that's brought down in the Gemara Shabbat Daf Kuf Chavtet. Be'erev Yom Tov En Lehakiz Dam. On Erev Yom Tov, one should not let blood, because the Hakazah on that day would cause excessive weakness. And then the Gemara says, in Erev Chag HaShavuot, it's not only weakness, but it's actually sakana to let blood out. And the rabbis made a gezera on every Erev Yom Tov, Atu Erev Shavuot, because there's a sakana. The Hakamim say there's a certain shed that came out to the world called the Teboah, and is Mekatre, because he doesn't want us to receive the Torah. So in Erev Shavuot, if a person puts himself in that situation, the shed has an ability to get him. So that already is the source for such a minhag. It's brought down in the Sefer Kolbo in the Laws of Yom Tov. He writes from the Rabbi called Maran Berotenburg, She'en makizim dam ba'arbe yamim tovim, because they gozer erev Yom Tov atu Shavuot. So it seems that Shavuot is the main situation. However, the Pri Hadash, for example, he said that although the Gemara says it, but today we're not worried about this. So Shomer Pitayim Hashem, and Borei Olam will protect us from these things. That's what the Matem Moshe says as well. However, there's many poskim that were concerned about this Gemara. The Ramah, for example, brings it down in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Samechet Saif Yud. Although Shulchan Aruch does not bring it down, and the Beit Yosef does not bring it down, and Harambam does not bring it down. But like I said, the Ramah, the Kolbo, Maram Mirotenberg, so there's a question if this applies or not. So I have a Sefer over here called Sefer Rofeh Cholim. It's in, I guess, Chelek Gimal, on page Kuf Nun. He's discussing a case where Erev, where Shavuot comes out like this year, Tavshin Ayin Vav, on a Sunday. So the Erev really is Shabbat. Anyway, no one's letting blood on Shabbat. So he holds, and he brings down from Rishonim, that in such a case, the Erev is on Friday. And as a result, he writes that Hag Shavuot, it's on Kuf Memchet actually. Hag Shavuot Shehal Yod Biyom Rishon B'Shavuah, En Le'adam Le'batzeh Nituhim Kol Shem Be'erev Shabbat. One should not take elective surgeries on the Friday before. Mechenu Adin Shem Nitrom Dam. One should not even make a donation of blood. Ela in Ken Yesh B'Tvazu B'Kuah, unless it's B'Kuah Nefesh, for the person or for the person he's donating to. Like somebody needs the blood, for example. For that matter, he says one shouldn't even go for a blood test unless it's necessary that they get the results. So it seems that the rabbi is being hoshesh, that if it's not really necessary, one should not really do anything that causes letting blood out, whether it's donating blood or taking blood tests, or general blood tests. By the way, till after the Shavuot. And he's quoting that over here from a rabbi called the Mahari Bruna. And it's also brought down by the Chaim Palachi, Rav Mimunkas, and the Keteshuvah, and the Kafahim Sofer, and Ora Chaim Siman Tav Samechet, Sif Katan, Tzadichet. So again, in a year like this, one should refrain from any letting of blood or blood tests or things like that, or donating blood on the Friday before Shavuot.